Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. How can I assist you today?
Yes, Terry. I just looked at my account, and I have no clue what this is, that it's on here for $69. Can you tell me what this is?
Can I get your zip code so I could try to locate an account for you?
17103.
17103?
Yes. Swift and Hands, I've never heard of this.
Can I get your full name?
Carol Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
Ms. Moore, can I get you to verify your address so I can open up the account?
1610 Brake Street, Harrisburg, PA, 17103.
Yes, ma'am. From what I can see, it looks like you got you a smartwatch, which is good for taking and helping monitor your daily activities, even your heart rate and your steps. With that watch,
no.
I don't know if you got a chance to... So you didn't get the watch, ma'am, for the $792?
No. It's saying $69.97.
Yes, that's how much the watch costs if you didn't call in.
No.
And
I
have
don't know.
It canceled out within...
Like I said, this is...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
This is my first time seeing that. I don't know what I would need with a $70 watch, and I don't even go nowhere. And the watch I have, it's you hit the button, and it tells you everything you need to know.
Yes, ma'am. This watch was ordered back on February 12th for $7.92.
Okay. Well, it's saying it's $69, so... No, I don't. No, no. I'm poor right now. I cannot have any extra expenses that I don't need. I've got the biggest problem sitting in my basement right now, and I know I'm not going to pay $70 for a watch that I'm not going to use. And the watch that I do have, it does all of that.
Okay, ma'am, I understand what you're stating. I'm explaining from what I see on the account of reason why they charge the $69.97 is because they shipped out a smartwatch back on February 12th that was ordered for $7.92, which was the shipping and handling for the watch to be shipped to that address for a 14-day trial.
Okay, I don't have that.
Is there anyone else in the home that could have placed the order, ma'am?
I have no clue at this time. My mind's been doing one too many things. I don't know who did. I looked at my account, and I seen it. When I called on my account, I heard it, but I didn't know what it was. I had to actually wait for it to pop up on my phone to see what it was. No.
Okay.
No.
Ma'am, is your email address carmoor1@yahoo.com?
Yep, that's it.
Is the number 717-238-3705?
That's it.
Okay, well, what I could do, ma'am, because you are stating you're not the one to place the order for this watch, is I can get you transferred over to the fraud department. They will take and investigate it. They're going to have to go by the IP address to track down who did this to you so they can prosecute them. Because at this time, everything points to the watch was shipped to your address with your information. So they're going to have to use the IP address, okay?
When was it shipped?
Let me go down here. It was shipped on the 15th of February, and it was shows here that it was delivered to that address on February 18th.
No, I didn't get a watch.
Okay. What I can do, ma'am, like I said, is I can transfer you to the fraud department since you are stating you're not the one that placed these charges, so they can prosecute whoever did this to you, if you would like.
Is it gonna make a difference? Am I gonna get the money back?
Well, they will.
I couldn't do anything, like I said, when I heard it on my thing. I didn't know what it was. I actually physically had to see it. So when I went into my account today, then I seen it. And I'm like, who is Swift and Hans? I don't know who that is. And, no. So we got to figure out something. That just messed up my whole day. I got to get a plumber in my house. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, ma'am. Well, what I'm doing at this time is I'm going to update the account and get some information, and I'm going to transfer you over to our fraud department so that way they can better assist you with this account, okay? Let's see here. Let's see here. And you did state there was no one in the home that could have ordered, right?
I'm not saying there's no one in my home, but I'm saying I don't think they would order it. I mean, I don't even know what it is. That's why I said when I heard it, because I called to check my account, when I heard it, I'm like, what the heck is that? So I can only physically, so I was able to physically see it today.
Yes, ma'am. It's a fitness watch that was ordered for looked like $7.90, and because it wasn't canceled out, it went to full charge for the watch. So that's why you see in the charge is because the watch that was shipped out, that watch costs $69.97, and because it wasn't called up and canceled or discounted, it went to full charge of $69.97.
Because how would I even know to even cancel something? I need to know it was okay. That's fine. Oh man.
Okay. So your estate, but that is just why you were charged, and because if you're stating that it is fraud, what I can do is get you transferred over to the fraud department for them to do some investigation for you so that way they can prosecute whoever's doing this to you.
Fine, I don't see where it's not going to get my money back. So it's not going to matter.
Well, ma'am, if it's fraud, they should be able to try to work and find out who did this where you can get your money back.
Right.
Because you are stating that it's fraud, right, ma'am?
I'm saying that I didn't do it. What I'm saying is, when I went into my account, I heard something about 69. I didn't know what it was because I couldn't physically see it. So the day when I looked at it, I can now physically see it. So I got the number off of it, and I'm like, I didn't order this. I don't even know what it is.
Well, it is a fitness watch. It's a smart watch. It takes and monitor like your daily activities, your walks, if your heart rate, stuff like that. If someone's calling you, it'll Bluetooth to your cell phone. So if someone's calling you, you would know. If you get a text message, you will know.
Ma'am, stuff like that.
I
understand. I'm handicapped. I can't even do any kind of walking. So I'm okay.
Yes, ma'am. Well, at this time, because you are stating fraud, if you just bear with me a couple more minutes, I'm gonna go ahead and finish updating the account, and I'll get you transferred over to our fraud department. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Give me just a brief moment. Oh, let's see here. Okay, let's see here. Just gathering all this information so that way I have everything. Okay. Making sure it's just. All right, ma'am, it should just be one more minute, just waiting for a line to come available so I can get you transferred over. Okay, let's see here. I already have that. Let's put this name up here. All right, ma'am. At this time, I do want to thank you for calling customer support. I do apologize that I was unable to assist you better, but I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over to our fraud department, and they should be able to help you out a lot better, okay?
All right.
With this account. I do hope that you have a great day, and please stay safe, okay? It should just take a brief moment. Thank you.
You're awesome.
Hold, please. Thank you.